I'm looking to buy some eternal life insurance. I found out that my Social Security is only good until I die. So I need some coverage for after then.
Well, sir, you certainly come to the right place. We here at Forever Life Insurance pride ourselves on having a variety of policies to suit any price range.
Well, price is not an object. I've lived a long life, and I've worked hard to have a comfortable retirement. And now that the time has come when I'm to move on to another life, I want to make sure that I've got good coverage so I end up in the right place, if you know what I mean. So if it means selling some of my stocks or some of my real estate or my boat or even one of my cars, I'll do it. But what do you got?
This one is a generic policy, so it's always the cheapest. It's your basic fire insurance, and it's designed to protect you from that other place.
Oh, no, that sounds just too cheap. I've never died before, and frankly, I think I might need a better insurance than that. I haven't always been as nice and as easygoing as I am now. What else have you got there?
Well, let's see here. We have our Forever Safe policy. You buy in young and do whatever you want for the rest of your life until you die. But I guess that wouldn't apply to you because you're too old.
Yeah. I guess you could say that I've been more concerned about my earthly old age than my eternal forever.
Ah. Here we have one. It's our Jesus early warning policy. It's supposed to warn you just before Jesus comes.
No, I still could die before Jesus comes back. Don't you have something else? Maybe a good life policy, you know, like you get to go to heaven because you lived a good life, didn't kick any dogs, things like that.
Well, we used to offer that policy, but we couldn't guarantee it, so we quit selling it.
Well, what policy can you guarantee then?
Our eternal life policy, but it's expensive.
I didn't hoard and save and invest all my money all these years for nothing. How much? $10,000? $50,000? $100,000? Well, what does it cost then?
Your heart.
My heart. My heart? Boy, that is expensive. That's your last policy, huh?
Yes, sir. It costs the most, but it is the best.
Well, that's pretty steep price. I think I better look around. I'm sure that I read in an ad somewhere that they were offering a good life policy. And it said the first 10 got 5 free tanning sessions. I think I better hurry.
Like many of Jesus' parables, this one has an immediate and local meaning and also a wider universal meaning that still speaks to us. First, it's directed to the Jews of his day. They were God's chosen people and took great pride in their claim to be children of Abraham. You know, pride can be a good thing. I'm proud to be an ELCA Lutheran, but pride without substance, without living a life that I'm called to, has as much meaning as a bumper sticker and would make the name ELCA Lutheran empty of any meaning. However, if I practice my faith as a child of God, then I honor God. And when I say that I'm an ELCA Lutheran, that identity, that claim, is going to have substance. The Jews had their whole history to draw from, which should have led them to practice their faith in such a way that they were prepared for Jesus. Instead, the title, Chosen People, was no more than an ego trip with no substance. They did not learn from their history. They really didn't hear the words of the prophets, so instead they were quite unprepared and therefore shut out. Like the oil in the lamps of the maidens, waiting for the bridegroom to come, they were unprepared. The oil represents the substance of their faith, not practice. It runs out. Now let's not forget, the Jews followed all the rituals faithfully, but rituals were given not as an end in themselves. Rituals are given to build anticipation for what is yet in store. Jesus didn't come like they were thinking, riding on a horse as a warrior, but rather on a humble donkey as a humble servant, teaching a new way of life, following in his footsteps. Today's parable teaches that there are certain things which cannot be obtained at the last minute. It's far too late for a student to be prepared when the day of exam has already come. It's easy to let things go so late that we can no longer prepare ourselves to meet God. The parable reminds us that there are certain things that cannot be borrowed. The foolish maidens couldn't borrow the oil that they finally discovered that they needed. You and I cannot borrow a relationship with God from someone else. It must be claimed by us. I believe the only way that we can claim a relationship with God is to live in that relationship daily, practicing love as Jesus loved, practicing giving of ourselves as he gave us his all, practicing serving as Jesus served. It's not hard. It is not hard. It just requires that we practice letting God's Spirit work in us, truly letting all that we do be God's hands, be God's work, our hands. Amen.